Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2140, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook, but with permission from the authors, of course. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show and get a free workbook for doing so. But for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, my question is about 30-day challenges. I started incorporating this into, my daily exercise, and there's one in particular that I really enjoy, but now that I'm reaching the end of the 30-day challenge, I'm starting to get kind of confused on what the next steps I should take as far as my exercise routine goes. I would like to continue it, but I guess my question is, what's your suggestion as far as completing 30-day challenges? Do I do it for another 30 days, or is there something I should continue within my workout routine? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, caller. A while back, I discussed a specific 30-day challenge, the Whole 30 diet. The philosophy behind this diet is to eliminate certain foods for 30 days. By doing this, the theory is that individuals will begin to feel better and have a new relationship with food. Similar to the Whole 30 diet, many of these 30-day challenges are designed to provide followers a way to reset their lifestyles. It's a way to refocus our attention on healthier habits with the hope of adopting these new behaviors over a lifetime. The trouble is, we don't really know if this actually happens. This is because there aren't many published studies on the effectiveness of these types of challenges. Instead, we often hear things based on anecdotal evidence. This basically means that the argument presented was based on experience, not research. The problem with basing conclusions on experience alone is that our memories and our interpretation of events have to pass through a very biased filter, the brain. Humans are notoriously bad at finding patterns that don't really exist and assuming cause and effect relationships when they don't exist. So here's my take. If the 30-day challenge is not causing you harm or increasing your risk for harm, then feel free to try them out. So, I often don't mind fitness-related 30-day challenges, just so long as you're not increasing your risk for injury. I had issues with the Whole 30 diet specifically because it's so restrictive, and because the rules of the diet require certain foods be completely eliminated, there may be risks for deficiencies, and that's why I become such a stickler when it comes to looking at the research. So, in your case, caller, it sounds like you have not only completed a 30-day fitness challenge, but are ready for more. That's a great sign. It means you not only enjoyed yourself and didn't get injured, but are ready to continue this behavior. Again, all very good things. Now, you specifically asked if you should repeat the 30-day challenge. I'm fine with that. I'm going to use my psychic ability, though, and guess that the fact that the program was highly structured helped you a lot. The only thing I would caution against then is getting bored with it. you may find you're not quite as excited completing the same workouts. It may not be the case, but if this is the case, then we need to think about ways to substitute the same structure, but with different exercises. Let's use an example. Let's say the 30-day challenge you completed had you working out 3 days a week for 30 days. And let's say each workout session lasted 30 minutes. And let's assume that you found a rhythm where maybe Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you would find time to complete these 30-minute workouts. Again, you're welcome to keep this going and follow the exact same 30-day challenge all over again. In fact, I don't recommend you change that part of it. The only things I would change are some of the exercises. That's because this time around, I would suspect that you might get bored and your body might be ready for something new. So keep everything else the same, but maybe substitute in one or two new exercises. Let's say one portion of the workout originally called for you to complete 10 push-ups. So instead of doing the usual 10 push-ups, do 10 sit-ups, or do 10 jumping jacks, or do 10 lunges, or hold a plank position for 10 seconds, or do 10 mountain climbers. The options are endless. Then you can jump back in and perform the rest of the workout that you're used to. By mixing things up just a little bit, it will help your body to adapt, which is usually a good thing when it comes to exercise, and keep things a little bit more fresh. And this may help you stay motivated and hopefully adopt this behavior for a lifetime, not just for 30 days. Because really, that's what it's all about. A 30-day challenge is hopefully that spark that helps someone get started on their newer, healthier lifestyle. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And thank you again so much for the question, caller. We're now giving away copies of our hardcover Optimal Living Daily Workbook if you send in a relevant question. So if you want that mailed to you and you're in the US, send in a question before we run out. If you're outside of the US, we'll be happy to email you a PDF version of the workbook. Remember, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send one in via audio, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. To record from your computer. It's really easy, and you can even do retakes before sending it in. Or again, just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.